The cows will sleep in peace tonight. Next on Principles and Policy. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
And I ate more chicken today.
That's right. Eat more chicken. That's right. The cows will sleep in peace tonight because as we're taping this on late Wednesday night, if you're paying attention anywhere except if you're only looking at the mainstream media, you'll have known if you look on Facebook or if you're on blogs or other places all over the media world, except in the mainstream media, you will know that on August the 1st, which was yesterday, since you're listening to this program on Thursday, that the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day was a smashing success, I think is an understatement, Chuck.
Oh, absolutely, Barry. We left my house. The Chick-fil-A that's closest spot nearby is about 9 miles away. We left the house about 11:15 in the morning, got up there about 11:30, and luckily there were two locations where we were. There was one outside the mall and one inside the mall, and we got to the one outside the mall and you couldn't get in there. And in fact, cars were parked around. They were out into this access road. There was a helicopter hovering overhead. I'm not sure what that was about. I have an idea it was the local news media trying to get a picture of what was going on, but there were people standing outside the door. So I looked at my wife and she goes, I don't think we're going to get in. I go, let's go to the one inside the mall. So we went in there in the food court, and I think we waited for about 15 or 20 minutes, and everybody was waiting the same amount of time. Nobody pulled out a line. I don't think I saw anybody leave the line. Everybody was pleasant and happy and not upset at all that they had to wait 20 minutes to put their order in for food.
20 minutes, Chuck, that's probably one of the faster ones. I just got off of a call earlier with a number of pro-family group leaders, and to a person, they were saying wait times of 2 hours, 2.5 hours, lines stretching for 3 blocks, car lines stretching for a quarter of a mile or more of people waiting to get in to have Chick-fil-A. Charles, it's somewhat unprecedented to see the amount of support that the general public, mainly Christians, but the general public showed toward Chick-fil-A for standing for what is right, for standing for biblical principles in their business ethics, in the way that they deal with the culture, especially in supporting the traditional family and traditional marriage.
And Barry, you and I yesterday, if you'll recall, we predicted this, that people might not call a radio station and they might not write a letter to the editor and they might not agree to be interviewed. But they'll show up at Chick-fil-A and they'll buy a sandwich.
And they did in droves today.
And boy, did they.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's August the 2nd now as you're listening to this. And tomorrow, August the 3rd, Chick-fil-A is going to possibly have another round of attention. But this round of attention is going to be from the other side of the debate because homosexual rights groups are calling for a, yes, I'm trying to control your imagination here, a kiss-in at Chick-fil-A for Friday, August the 3rd. Now, Chuck, I know that many folks in our listening audience would be like, oh, well, then I can't go to Chick-fil-A. I can't expose my family to that. I've got a different idea about this. I say that let it come, and when it does come, Christians should come out in as strong in numbers as they came out on Wednesday and pray out loud around those people who are showing inappropriate public displays of affection.
That's a great idea.
I think it would squelch that particular civil disobedience because honestly, my guess is they're not buying anything at Chick-fil-A. So what they're ending up doing is loitering on the property, which means that they could be asked to leave by law enforcement, which is, I think, is exactly what they're looking to have happen so that they can frame a media moment. Don't give it to them. Get the Christians there, and as soon as a couple of homosexuals or lesbians start trying to lip lock, people just surround them. Don't touch them now because they'll talk about assault, but just surround them and pray out loud for them. Pray out loud for God to open their eyes. Pray out loud for them to have a conversion. Pray out loud for them to be free of the sin of homosexual behavior. That, I think, will be more effective than anything we could possibly do. And it would also show that not only are we supporting a company that stands for traditional values, we're willing to live it ourselves.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. Wish we'd discussed this more beforehand.
Sorry about that. It just came to me as we were thinking about it.
Well, that's the way this happens sometimes. You know, you get your mind set on one thing and all of a sudden the idea comes to you. Unfortunately, we've only got about 36 hours to get any kind of word out there to have that happen. And of course, here's the problem, Barry. That's confrontational. The buying a chicken sandwich isn't getting out and surrounding people and praying for them is a little confrontational.
Yes, but you know,
and a little outside people's comfort zones, and it would be more difficult to do, but it could be done.
Yeah, but you know what, Chuck? As believers, we know that God judges sin. And we know that if someone dies unrepentant of his sins, he is outside of God's favor, and his eternal condition is going to be one of torment, anguish, and grief.
Right.
Now, the church is supposed to be a witness to a dead world of the life that is in Jesus Christ, and of repentance, of forgiveness, and of healing. What better way to express that than to express it around people who are publicly saying with their actions, we are needing healing.
Exactly. And what better way to do it, I mean, really, than just to basically to show the love of Christ by praying for someone.
Yeah. Oh, and while you're there, why don't you buy your family more Chick-fil-A? And, well, hey, how about buying those folks who are making that demonstration a nice chicken sandwich, too? They probably would be hungry after doing what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely. And you could buy the small box of little chicken nuggets. Every time you have to do that, you just buy another little box of chicken nuggets and steal up for the next round.
That's it. There you go.
You got to wonder how successful this kiss-in thing is going to be. There will be people that will show up and do it. But honestly, I think if that's going to be their real response,
well,
it's pretty weak.
No, Chuck, it's not weak. And I think you and I discussed this a little bit off air. What this is organized to do is to get the media attention. Now, right, as I said in the opening of this program, I'll challenge people to go to the mainstream media, which is your broadcast television or your mainstream newspapers, to see any kind of a positive review or an actual honest photo of what was happening at any Chick-fil-A you could have gone to across the country today. You won't see it anywhere in the mainstream press. They won't talk about it. It's radio silence about that. But all it takes is one homosexual pair stepping up at anyone, and my guess is they'll probably do it around in a mall so that there's plenty of people around. They can get the media in there. And then you've got the situation where you know there'll be a camera somewhere, or the mainstream media will take it up that if they're asked to leave the premises because they're loitering and actually violating the law, then it's the heartless, cold, hate chicken coming out again against these poor, helpless, defenseless, just want to show their love for each other, homosexuals. Well, they want to spin a meme, let's spin it back on them.
Well, you just actually named the reason why it won't happen in the mall ones, if you think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll happen in the standalone stores. It won't happen in the mall. Because the common area in the mall, Chick-fil-A doesn't have any say over what goes on in the common area of the mall. All the homosexuals in the world can line up in front and do anything they want to as long as the mall management says it's okay. No, it'll happen in the standalone stores.
Yeah, it would have to in order to have the right impact. You're correct.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thought processes that Barry and I go through when we start analyzing these things and going through them. Sometimes we do this off the air, but today we're doing it on the air. This you get to hear how this works.
You get a peek behind the curtain.
That's it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we just kind of have to bring it to you raw. That's all there is to it.
That's sometimes the best way, because people need to learn how to do this themselves.
Well, absolutely. You know, you just think through it and you kind of understand. If you understand a little bit about how the mainstream media works, how leftist ideologues want to play, and then you understand what's going on. I've read, and I'm sure you have too, Chuck, a number of good treatises on how the culture shift happened, how what's called the Frankfurt School was initialized, usually, I think it was at Columbia University, where Barack Obama actually matriculated from, supposedly, where they basically decided to take Marxism into the culture and do what an Italian Marxist by the name of Antonio Gramsci had written about, and that was having the long march through the institutions. In order to destroy the West and to destroy the Christian culture of the West, you couldn't attack it headlong like they did in Russia with a revolution. You had to actually change the thinking of the populace. You had to get them divorced from the ideas of the family, and especially of Christianity as a common unifying structure or a common unifying belief system around the West. And once you could do that, then you could institute socialism and then Marxism much more easily.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Gramscian plan. Now, it's way too complex to explain here, but essentially it's politicize everything.
That's right. It's called Critical Theory, where basically you think about it, and it's been really great. Feminism, gender studies, black studies course, where we basically take everything and compartmentalize it and then exacerbate it and point into the West as the worst example of how of all the negatives that could happen around.
One of the things that came to my mind was an article that you and I have been bandying about, talked about how we're going to use it for days, and here it is. The Chick-fil-A Doesn't Belong in Politics article written by Scott Paulson.
That's right.
Who is supposedly a conservative. He's a radio host, and he writes a column at the Conservative Examiner, and he is a voice actor and does a number of things. But he falls into the Gramscian trap. He asks dumb questions in this article, and pardon me for characterizing it. Normally, I'm not that straightforward. Here's dumb question number one, although it's not the first one in the article. They're all over the place. This is the one that stood out. First of all, what was Dan Cathy thinking when he thought that anyone gives a blank about what he thinks about same-sex marriage? Well, if you'll recall, if anybody who knows anything about this knows that Dan Cathy was simply answering a question.
He was asked a direct question about that issue.
Exactly.
I guess now, in the general schemes of things, it's not appropriate to answer somebody directly when they ask you a straight question. Now, I know that the left plays that game, but I would hope that conservatives would say, you ask a straight question, give them a straight answer.
Well, listen to this cop-out. Second of all, did he forget he heads a company that could lose many customers, possibly his entire business, when he made his quote-unquote blurtation? Did he actually believe that spewing, yeah, there's a very interesting word that Paulson has used.
Yes.
Spewing his controversial belief on an otherwise social, political, and religious issue wasn't going to have a negative effect on his business. Did he feel he had some moral or religious need to give his opinion? Well, what was he supposed to do, Barry? Say, I'm sorry, I don't comment on that kind of thing.
Considering the fact that he was being interviewed by the Baptist press, I think that he thought he was in friendly territory, which he probably was, but then that article was picked up by another radio interviewer who decided to try to poke at him a little bit, and he reiterated and defended, and actually he went a little further than that, Chuck, and this is where I really applaud Dan Cathy. He said that we can't expect anything but God's judgment on our nation if we continually shake our fist at him and tell him in rebellion that we know better than he does.
Well, to show what a propagandist Paulson is, he says this, Chick-fil-A now claims via Facebook that the restaurant treats every patron with honor, dignity, and respect regardless of their belief, race, creed, sexual orientation, or gender. This contradictory statement from the restaurant chain is obviously not going to carry much weight with those it has offended and those who totally disapprove of a business giving their opinion on same-sex marriage at all. What? Seriously, what?
Yes. No,
at what point did Chick-fil-A mistreat any gay couple? I want to know a specific case.
Well, you're not going to find any specific case whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, there's never been, as far as I know anywhere, because they would have been in the news a long time ago, any instance where they've ever denied hiring, fired, refused to serve, or made any disparaging comments to anybody due to their sexual orientation.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, if anybody out there who's listening to us have ever had any experience with Chick-fil-A, they go above and beyond with customer service. Chuck, I remember you and I when we were down at the homeschool convention here a couple of years ago, and we were at Chick-fil-A, and it was just right before they were closing up in the Tower Mall there, and we ordered a couple things, and one of the things wasn't quite right because I have kids who have specific dietary restrictions. Chuck, I'm still using the free sandwich coupons that they gave me for that. And they must have handed me a stack of them. just for something that was really inconsequential, but the employee handed one, the manager handed two or three. I mean, they were just all apologetic. That's how they're trained by the corporation to love on their customers. So, well, I'm not sure where Paulson's coming up with all this fantasy that he's writing in this article, which, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to look at it, it's on CBS Los Angeles's website at losangeles.cbslocal.com on a column called The Right Politics by Scott Paulson. So,
yeah, I'm looking at it on a slightly different site, but it's the same article. One thing that needs to be commented on here, Barry, is that I don't want to put words in Dan Cathy's mouth, but I think you'll find that he thinks that the greenbacks that come from homosexuals spend just the same as the ones who come from the unmarried and the married and the divorced and remarried and everybody else in the United States who has greenbacks.
Well, and I think he also believes that regardless of your gender, orientation, age, race, religion, creed, or ethnicity, everybody likes a good chicken sandwich.
Ain't that the truth? And with that, we're out of time.
Well, eat more chicken so the cows can sleep more in peace at night. And remember, on Friday, on the 3rd, if you can, go back to Chick-fil-A. And if the homosexual groups are wanting to do a love-in, well, then give them love. Pray for them out loud. Surround them with love. Bend over backwards so that the meme will be Christians live what they say.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.